I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, hey, welcome into episode number 301. That's right. We had number 300 last week. If you missed it, go check it out. Had Gene Phelps, Uncle Gene as we call him, was the guest. Told some good stories, had some good reminiscences. That's how you say that? Reminiscences? Okay. Yeah, we reminisced. So it was a good time. And so obviously if you found this episode, you can find that one. But yeah, we're of course in iTunes, Spotify, any podcast app. You can find us online at preprally.djournal.com. So many ways to find Prep Rally. Also, follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps for updates on high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Thanks to our sponsor, Pizza Doctor. Find them at Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at TupeloPizza.com. No pizza today, though, because we had our annual Daily Journal Christmas luncheon. Catered by Tellini's. That is some good stuff. Much better than Olive Garden. Okay, that's fake Italian right there. I will rant all day about that. Don't eat there. Wait, do they advertise with us? I don't know. Okay, so we got a few things to talk about. It'll be a fairly short episode, just a little bit of basketball, a little recruiting news. Let's do some basketball. I got out to Ingemar Tuesday night, packed house, as you might imagine, because they were playing West Union. So I had to basically make up a parking spot when I got there about 15 minutes before the girls' game. The Ingemar girls won handily. Game I was there for was the boys' game. West Union coming in ranked 10th by the Daily Journal and having a heck of a season. They were off going into this game. They were off to a 10-2 start. Ingemar entering the game was 10-6. They were both 1-0 Division 2-1A. So it's not just a big rival game, it's a big division game. And it was a really good game for about, two and a half quarters. I mean, it was 34-31 at halftime, West Union, back and forth the whole first half. Pretty cleanly played game by both teams up to that point. Third quarter, different story. West Union's defense, they just stay at you all game, try to wear you down and cause you to make mistakes, and that's what happened. Ingemar committed 9 turnovers in the third quarter, 25 for the game, and West Union turned those takeaways into quick and easy points, a lot of layups. I think they had 18 of their 22 points in that quarter were scored on layups or putbacks. And that made the difference in the game right there. Again, they were up 3 at halftime, and by the end of the third quarter, it was 56-41. So, yeah, that was that. And Ingemar never got it below 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's like Cole Morris Willard, the West Union guard, said after the game, "If you play defense hard, you don't have to play it long." He had a big third quarter, scored 8 of his 15 points. And West Union, I did an update, you may recall, on them last week, talking about their scoring balance, for one thing. They've got could be a different guy each night, and they'll have a lot of guys in double figures, usually at least 4. Well, they did it last night. It's like, it's kind of uncanny when a team can do that night in, night out. It's not like they're necessarily going out there saying, okay, you get 10, you get 12. Nobody gets 20, but they had 5 guys between 10 and 17 points. Greer Manning had 17, got off to a fast start, and ended up shooting 8 of 11 from the field. Strong kid, got into the paint. John Gray Morrison, their tall kid, had 16 points. Willard, I mentioned, had 15. Daniel Conley had 13, hit some big threes, and then Trey Haynes had 10. So, yeah, and West Union, more experienced than Ingemar. Ingemar's got some young kids. Some good talent, but not near as experienced as West Union. So 77-55 was the final, by the way. I think I failed to mention that. But West Union wins and improves to 2-0 in division. Back on Saturday, I went to Pontotoc for the Tangle on the Trail, always a good tournament. The girls were playing on Saturday. The boys' version of that tournament will be next month. Saw several games. I want to talk about Belmont girls. there in 2A. And Carly Brock, you know, came on the scene last year in a big way as a freshman point guard for Belmont. She hasn't missed a beat this year. I mean, talk about a stat sheet stuffer. She had 10 points, 9 steals, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. She's 5'2", and she's still got 4 rebounds. and she's quick as a hiccup, as they say. And they beat Olive Branch, a 6A team, mind you, 68-41. Granted, Olive Branch is kind of in a rebuild this year, but still, this is a program that's won a lot of state championships the last few years under Jason Thompson. Always making deep playoff runs. So, you know, maybe not your typical Olive Branch team, but that's a 27-point win by a 2A team over Olive Branch. That's, any way you cut it, that's it's a heck of a game. Elena Hubbard had 17 points for Belmont, hit 5 three-pointers. Mary Grace Storman had 14. Kat Reno had a really nice game, 12 points. And she just did a lot of work in the paint. Really like the way she plays. So, yeah, Belmont with the win there, they're having a good season. I think they won again last night, so that makes them 10-2 overall. That's the basketball update. That's what I got. Got some more basketball coming up this weekend. Tupelo's got a tournament. I'm going to try to make it out there. Probably Saturday for the Christmas shootout. Recruiting, Ethan Pulliam of Starkville going to MSU to play not only baseball but also football. And I've seen Ethan play baseball. He's a good, very good baseball player. And I think that's probably his main sport, but I've seen him pitch, seen him hit, seen him play the field. Yeah, he's good. But he's also a heck of a punter, like one of the best in the state, apparently, for Starkville. And I did see him against Tupelo, and, yeah, was duly impressed. So, you know, it's hard to pull off the two-sport thing at an SEC school, but if you're going to, being a punter is a good way to do it. Those guys mostly work on their own. So spring ball, you know, I think he'll be okay when it's baseball season and then spring football starts. He'll manage. A lot harder if you're playing like quarterback or something, or wide receiver or linebacker. Let's be honest. So Ethan Pulliam had that ceremony earlier this week. Isaac Smith. Now, this is, of course, he's the kid at Itawamba AHS, safety, running back, probably going to play DB in college. Had another great year. Would have had another 10 interceptions. Was a huge weapon, the biggest weapon they had on offense. Ran the ball, caught the ball. I think he had in the neighborhood of 1,600 total yards of offense, something like that. So, you know, he's got a lot of big-time offers, ACC offers, non-ACC offers, but, yes, some Power 5 schools are wanting him. And I was talking to him the other day, last week I think it was, yeah, and he is going to announce, he's going to sign and have a ceremony and make his announcement and sign on December 21st. That's a week from today. And he told me he honestly does not have like a top 5 or top 3 list or anything. I mean, he's still keeping his options open. As he said, I'm 18, I'm about to make the biggest decision of my life, so I want to make sure I get it right, and I admire that. He said he didn't want to do a bunch of committing, decommitting, all that. And so yeah, he's taking this process very seriously, and you know, I don't know when he'll actually make up his mind. I don't think he knows that. But come next Wednesday, we should know where he ends up. Reminder, his dad, Reggie Smith, was a really good player for Ole Miss back in the 90s. Okay, looking forward to that news. Let's close it out with Athletes of the Week. Female Athlete of the Week, Dacey Kate Marsh, a guard for the Kossuth basketball team. Over her last 3 games, she's averaged 22 points, 18 of 36 from 3-point range. That's right. So she's made half, 18 of 36, from downtown over the last 3 games. That's not bad. She's also made 8 of 10 free throws. And Tuesday, in a win over Adamsville, Tennessee, she was 7 of 15 from the floor, thus 7 of 15 from 3-point range, and had 25 points as Kossuth won 53-44 over Adamsville. Male Athlete of the Week, Dallas Pound's been filling it up for Newsite, the forward. Had 26 points on 12 of 18 shooting, including 2 of 2 from three-point range, and an 80-34 win over Vardaman on Friday. Also in that game, he had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 6 steals. Then against Thrasher on Tuesday, 27 points, shot 12 of 22 from the field, made his lone three-point attempt, also grabbed 7 rebounds and 3 assists, and made 4 steals in a 68-34 win for Newside over Thrasher. So congrats to Dacey Kate in Dallas, and that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks for joining us. Coming to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. I'm on there at Brad Locke. And again, check out Pizza Doctor at Midtown Point in Tupelo, our fine sponsor. And we'll see you guys next week.